Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm glad you're joining us today. I want you to imagine something, okay? Imagine that you are a skilled singer, la 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 la, unlike me. Okay, you are a skilled singer, and you are asked to perform for the president or the king of your country. What an honor, right? Well, here are the conditions. You must sing for the king whenever he asks, and if you are not singing, you must stay in a room until the king summons you. Now, what do you think? Well, we're continuing our lesson called The Chinese Nightingale. And this songbird hated being stuck in a cage. I understand completely. The nightingale needs to be free. But the bird also cares about the emperor. So let's find out how this story continues right now. La 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 la!
The Chinese Nightingale. The nightingale flew out of the forest, over the palace walls, and through an open window. He flew until he got to the emperor's bedroom. There, he lit on the bedpost and began to sing. What sweet music! The emperor opened his eyes in amazement. He immediately started to regain his health. Thank you, little nightingale. Your music is a gift. I feel better already. I will stay if you like, said the nightingale, though he did not know how he could sing if he was to be caged.
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 amazement 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 amaze 是感到惊叹这个动词，所以 amazement 是指惊奇或诧异。例如 ，We looked at the gigantic roller coaster in amazement. 我们惊叹地看着这座巨大的云霄飞车。如果要说让某人感到很惊讶的话，是用 to one's amazement 这个片语。例如 to my amazement, the little girl finished the whole cake in 10 minutes. 令我惊讶的是这个小女孩十分钟之内就把整个蛋糕给吃完了。接下来我们看的是 regain 这个动词。re 这个字首有再一次的意思。gain 是指获得，所以 regain 是指恢复，重新得到或者是收回。例如 after resting for a half hour, we regained our strength and continued our hike.休息半个小时之后，我们的元气恢复了，就继续爬山。或者是 the troops regained control of the region after the confrontation. 这场正面冲突之后，这支部队重新夺回了这个区域的主控权。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, so it looks like this nightingale has decided that he has a heart for the emperor.After all, the emperor is a kind person. Maybe he didn't realize what he was doing when he put the nightingale into a cage in the first place.
You are absolutely right. Or you make a good point, Gabe. Well, let us get started with our lesson. We read, the nightingale flew out of the forest, over the palace walls, and through an open window. He flew until he got...to the emperor's bedroom. There he lit on the bedpost and began to sing. What a sweet, sweet, sweet bird. Because I know the bird didn't really want to leave the forest.
You're right. You're right. He did not. Because he feared he would be held captive again and put into a cage. All right, so he came back to the emperor who, as you remember, was bedridden. All right, he was ill.He couldn't get out of bed, but he started to sing after he lit on the bedpost. And what sweet music! Our lesson says, the emperor opened his eyes in amazement. So he's laying there with his eyes closed. He hears this beautiful music, and he is amazed. He opened his eyes in amazement.
Exactly. The emperor was not expecting to see the little bird singing for him. Well, definitely did not expect to see the little bird sitting on the post of his bed. Of course, you see this phrase right here, in verb plus amazement, and it's a great phrase for you to know if you do something in amazement.
Okay, so there are other words you can use in place of the word amazement to do something in, and then you express an emotion or something, okay? So for example, you know, I hear all this news about ISIS all the time, and sometimes I listen to the news in disgust. I hate the things that they are doing, and so I listen, but I listen in disgust. It makes me feel disgusted and sad.
Ah, yes, Gabe, I would agree with you, all the ISIS stuff that's going on. Well, on a happier note, this actually reminds me of, or this phrase reminds me of another word, and that is the word in awe.
Aww.
You know, I love sunsets, I love sunrises, mm-hmm. and I love to just stand there looking at the sunset in awe.
Sometimes you can just stare in awe at something. Another related word is the word wonder. Sometimes we do things in wonder. So at night, for example, if I'm outside of the city and I can mm-hmm. actually go to a place where you can see all the stars in the sky, I love to just look up at the sky in wonder.
Ooh, yes. Maybe in Yangmingshan. At Yangmingshan, you know, if you go on a clear night, you just might be able to look at the stars in wonder. But of course, friends, in our lesson, we're talking about the emperor and how he opened his eyes in amazement when he saw the little bird. Immediately, he started to regain his health. Now, let me ask you a question, Gabe. If someone had been sick for a while and then they started to regain their health, is there a word that we can use to describe that?
Get better.
Well, yes, to get better.
Recover.
To recover. Okay. Yes, that's another one, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
It begins with
an R.
Recuperate.
Recuperate. Gabe, you got it. Friends, I hope you got that word too. If not, it's fine, because we're going to talk about it.
Okay, and this does mean to recover or to get better from an illness. Now, maybe it's a word you haven't seen before. It's a little more difficult than the word recover. They kind of mean the same thing.
Right. So let's think of some example sentences right here. Jenny spent 2 months in Australia recuperating after her illness. So she got really, really sick. Maybe the weather where she was living before wasn't helping her illness. So she went to Australia, and it took her 2 months to recuperate from her illness.
Wow. And if I had all the money in the world, I would just travel all around the world to recoup from all my sicknesses.
Well, you know something, Gabe? You never know. Maybe she had family there.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, friends, did you notice I use that word recoup? Sometimes people, just for fun, to make it shorter, they say just recoup. Oh, he needs to recoup. He's sick. He needs to get better. He needs to recoup. Or you can use the full word, he's going to recuperate.
And of course, the emperor is regaining his health. We could also say the emperor is recuperating after the little bird started to sing. And the emperor responds by saying, "Thank you, little nightingale. Your music is a gift. I feel better already."
"I will stay, if you like," said the nightingale, though he did not know how he could sing if he was to be caged. He wants to stay, but he doesn't want to be in a cage. Very understandable. Well, Rebecca, you know, this mm-hmm. Chinese nightingale story mm-hmm. has actually been around for a long time, and I don't know if it's the original story. Let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the Info Cloud.
Personification is a figure of speech in which non-human things, like animals, objects, or ideas, are given human qualities and abilities. Personification is used for emphasis.
And to describe things that otherwise might be too abstract or difficult to talk about.
Right. For example, death. Authors would write things like, "Death came knocking at my door, and though I feared him, I felt I should let him in."
Pretty spooky. But then again, death is not a human that it must enter houses through doors, nor does death have hands with which to knock on the door.
Right. Personification is actually a very ancient literary form. Here's an example from the Bible. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars.
Again, can the concept of wisdom build a physical structure like a house? Of course not. But the author creates interest by making the idea of wisdom a female person.
Okay, here are a few more examples of personification. We stared at the campfire as the flames danced into the sky. After breakfast, the sun smiled and chased away the angry clouds. And finally, the piece of cake was calling my name.
我们今天来看 personification 拟人法, 也就是以人的动机、特质以及行为来形容非人类的经验或概念。在文学当中，死亡常常被拟人化。 比如说, death came knocking at my door, 死神在我的门口敲门, 意思就是死亡已经逼近了。圣经中也有拟人法, wisdom has built her house, she has set up its seven pillars, 智慧建造房屋, 凿成七根柱子。 Wisdom 是智慧, 那是个抽象的概念, 但经过 personification 就成为 she, 一个女性。 我们可以再举个例子, the stars wink at me, 天上的星星向我眨眼。 以后我们写文章可以考虑运用 personification, 使文章变得栩栩如生。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次再见。
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are finishing our lesson, a story about the Chinese nightingale. So the emperor is sick. He's on his bed. The nightingale flies through the woods, through a window in the palace, and lights on a bedpost next to the emperor. He begins singing his beautiful song. The emperor wakes up in amazement, and he starts to get better right away. He is recuperating from his illness. But will the nightingale stay? And will he stay in a cage? I don't know. Let's continue our story to find out.
The Chinese nightingale. The emperor said, "My people expect me to be in my palace. Your music made me feel like I was free. I cannot cage you again." The emperor commanded that the bedroom window be opened so the bird could leave. "Please come back and sing for me again." Thus it was that every night afterward, the nightingale would leave the forest and fly to the emperor's window. Before going to sleep, the emperor always made certain the bedroom window was up. Then the nightingale could fly back home.
OK, 继续我们看 command 这个动词 M-A-N-D 这个字根有命令的意思 所以 command 是指指挥或命令 例如 the general commanded his army to launch their attack at dawn 这位将军命令他的军队在黎明时发动攻击 或者是 the chief inspector commanded the sniper to shoot 监察长指挥狙击手要开火射击 command 也可以当名词 例如 as a soldier you need to obey your superior's commands 身为一位军人,你必须服从上级的命令。最后我们看 afterward 这个副词, afterward 是指以后或后来。例如, let's go shopping first and eat dinner afterward. 我们先去逛街,然后吃晚餐。或者是 Charlie quit his job and then quit another one 3 months afterward. Charlie 辞掉他的工作,3个月之后又辞掉了另外一个工作。After 后面也可以加上 s 变成 afterwards。 例如 Mandy and her boyfriend had lunch in a cafe and went for a walk in the park afterwards. Mandy 和男友去咖啡厅吃了午餐, 然后就去公园散步。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we've already learned that the little nightingale has decided that he would stay because the nightingale said, I will stay if you like. Well, let's continue on with the emperor. The emperor said, My people expect me to be in my palace. Your music made me feel like I was free. I cannot cage you again. So you know something, Gabe? I do think that the emperor feels trapped in his castle. He doesn't feel like he can leave whenever he wants to leave.
Yes, you're right, because his people expect him to be there in his palace. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought the emperor was lazy a couple of days ago. Now I realize maybe he would like to get out of his palace, but he has a lot of things to do, and he can't leave. But now he understands the bird, and he knows that the bird wants to be free. He is going to be free as a bird.
Free as a bird. And that's actually a great phrase that we want to talk about, and friends, that you should remember. If you are free as a bird, that just means that you are completely free to do whatever you want. For example, Kendra felt as free as a bird as she traveled around Taiwan all by herself. She wasn't with a tour group. She was by herself.
When do you feel as free as a bird? I felt free as a bird after graduating or after I finished my exams. Oh, we all felt free as a bird.
Yes, and this nightingale needs to feel literally free as a bird. He needs to feel like he can come and go as he pleases. And the emperor finally sees that.
Okay, so everyone is free as a bird now, including this lady in the picture dancing on the beach. Rebecca, I imagine you doing something like this when you go to the ocean.
You know something, Gabe? I have done something like that before. I love the ocean, and I love dancing on the ocean, or on the sand at the ocean.
And that's where I really feel free as well, when I'm on vacation at a place like this. Well, friends, we continue. Let's go down to the very last paragraph here. Before going to sleep, the emperor always made certain the bedroom window was up. Okay, so he's not going to close the window anymore. After the bird sings for him, he can fly back to the woods and be free, free as a bird.
And you see these words right here on the screen. If you make certain to do something, that just means that you take the appropriate action to make sure that something actually happens. So, for example, please make certain that the oven is off before you leave the house. Or, please tell me if you are coming to the party or not. I need to make certain that we have enough food for everybody.
And after the party and everyone goes home, make certain the door is locked before you go to bed. Think of another way to use that phrase. Well, the nightingale could fly back home whenever he wanted. What a great ending to a wonderful story. And right now it is time to sing
it
out. This one's kind of strange.
Nightingale, sing me a song. Sing me a song so sweet. Nightingale, won't you sing me a song? So I can go to sleep.
All right, King. You want me to sing you a song?
Yes.
Here's my song for you.
What is this? That's not a sweet song.
Well, let me tell you something, King. You have me bound here. You know, if I was free, then I could sing a sweet song for you.
Oh, I see. Well, no sooner said than done.
Thank you.
There you go.
Very nice.
Yes.
Now I'm free. Can you give me Peggy, please?
Well, now that you're free, you can get it yourself.
Oh, right. So there we are.
Nightingale, sing me a song. Sing me a song so sweet. Nightingale, won't you sing me a song so I can go to sleep?
Here's my song for you, dear King.
You are the handsomest king this world has ever seen. I'll sing a sweet melody. Now you can fall asleep.
Oh, good. Now he's asleep. Now that he's sleeping, I have a secret to share with you. I'm not really a bird.
The emperor was ill.
He missed my lovely singing. So, I flew out of the forest and over the palace walls.
Yes, you flew through the open window.
Yes, right into the emperor's bedroom. I lit on the bedpost and
what?
La la la, I began to sing.
The emperor opened his eyes in amazement. He immediately started to regain his health.
My music is a gift.
Yes, and the emperor said,
thank you, little nightingale. I feel better already.
Yeah, okay, well, I will stay in the palace if you like, but how can I sing in a cage?
Oh, I must stay in the palace, says the king, but your music makes me feel free. I cannot cage you again. Open the bedroom window so the nightingale may leave.
So I'm free to go?
Yes, says the king. But please come back again and sing for me again.
I sure will. The little nightingale went back often. The bedroom window was always up so the nightingale could visit, sing, and fly back home.
Yes, free as a bird.
Yeah, free as a bird.
Well, thanks for helping me tell the story, Mr. Bird.
Well, you're welcome. It's a wonderful story. The end.
The end.
Dave, stop. The story is over. Friends, thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.